Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 56 for January 18th, 2009. Pancakes! Munchcast is brought to you by Audible. For your free book and a whole lot more, visit audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. And by listeners like you. Thanks so much for your contribution. We couldn't do TWiT without it.
Pancakes, they are so very tasty.
I could eat them all day because they're so very tasty.
Everybody,
I like to
do the pancake.
Pancakes, they are so very tasty. I could eat them all day because they're so very tasty.
Pancake time.
I like to make.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they are so very tasty.
I am Leo Laporte.
I could eat them all day.
She is Cammie Blackstone.
So maybe just today you can eat Snapjack and all the anchovies.
Now the star of our show, Aunt Jemima.
And Flapjack.
And Flapjack. How you, that would be a good DJ name, Flapjack.
Oh, yeah. I think actually, was there some guy named Flapjack Fryer or something? There was some like old DJ with that name. Yeah, Flapjack's.
Do people do DJ names anymore, or is that kind of dead?
They use radio itself is dead. So.
Yeah, that's right. You don't need a DJ name because there's no business model.
Yeah, well, you know.
Isn't that
but, you
sad?
Know, but the pancake goes by many names. Like, we, you know, Flapjack, and then
sure.
There's also griddle cakes.
Sure.
Hot cakes.
Hoe cakes.
Hoe cakes. I don't know. That's kind of a weird one. And then, of course, crepes.
Crepes. Oh, crepes, the French pancake.
Yes, yes. And pancakes are so delicious and so fantastic. And when I was trying to decide what to do today, I thought, should I do pancakes or waffles? And then I was going to do both. And then I realized, no, waffles, they deserve their very own episode.
Don't mix pancakes and waffles. Because frankly, waffles are, I think, a little higher up on the food chain than pancakes.
Well, I think you're right because you needed more equipment. Whereas a pancake,
right.
You don't need quite as much
no.
equipment. And pancakes have been around forever. In fact, they found a recipe for pancakes as far back as 1439.
Wow. But I think pancakes have probably been made ever since cavemen figured out how to heat up rocks.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I mean, the hoe cake is clearly a very primitive kind of a pancake.
Yeah.
What makes isn't that hoe cake that's like cooked on stones or something?
I don't know.
Where is John Hodgman when we need him?
You can use a griddle, you could use a skillet, and if you want to be super caveman about it, go ahead and use a hot rock. But I personally like to use a skillet. I like a skillet for my pancakes because I like to be able to like take the skillet and whoosh it up in the air and flip the flapjack up
now,
in the air.
Are you nonstick?
I'm butter all the way. Butter.
See, I have trouble, and I don't know. You know, Jennifer and I had a little disagreement over this a couple of days ago. It's her opinion, because, you know, the first pancake always turns out bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is her opinion that's because the skillet is insufficiently heated.
It's true. You know, there's always that saying that I heard many times being the first child in my family that kids are like pancakes. The first one never turns out quite right.
That's a mean saying.
I know. My older son just goes, hey, that's not true.
That's not nice. Speaking as an older child,
I am the oldest child.
Well,
so, yeah.
We didn't come out quite right.
Wow. Didn't come out quite
that's
right.
kind of a, that's an interesting aphorism.
It's harsh, but you know.
Might be true. So what is your opinion? Why is it that the first batch of pancakes are never any good?
I think it's true. I think that the pan or the griddle or the skillet has to be heated all the way through. And the other problem for me is sometimes then the second one, the butter's all brown. And right. then you get kind of like a brown pancake.
But you don't want to use olive oil because that... Maybe you need ghee. You could use ghee.
Ghee?
Ghee doesn't burn. Ghee is butter where the milk solids have been removed.
Oh, right.
G-A-G-E. Right. I'll have to try. I have some ghee in my fridge. I'm going to make pancakes tomorrow. Yeah. It's ghee. It's very good.
Ghee. Well, I mean, there's so much information on the internets about pancakes. There's a great website that's actually it's actually put up by Lyle's Golden Syrup.
Mm.
And if you go to their pancake site, which is welovepancakes.com, you can even join the Pancake Appreciation Society by taking the pledge. So
Let's take the pledge together. Show you.
Okay, so go to welovepancakes.com and everybody try this at home.
Raise your fork hand.
Wait, so that I'm would just still on Facebook.
Yeah, depends on which hand to use to eat your pancakes.
Okay, go to welovepancakes.com.
I think everybody should do this with us. So yeah, slash pledge. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, hold on a second. Everybody, I want you to say the pledge. You're going to give them a chance. Are you?
Place your left hand on a box of Hungry Jack.
Mm.
And your right hand, I guess, hold up.
On your Aunt Jemima. Okay.
Careful, though.
I solemnly swear
from this day forth
to enjoy the fliptastic delight
that is pancakes and to branch out and experiment with different toppings this pancake day
and beyond. So help me, flapjacks.
And actually, this is timely because we are approaching Pancake Day.
There's a day?
Oh, yeah. Shrove Tuesday.
You know, I wanted to say Shrove Tuesday. Why did I want to say that?
Because that's what it is, probably. I think that
it's
your inner calendar.
Day?
Yeah. Pancake Day is coming up. It's in February. It's what it's like
the 40 day before
days.
Mardi Gras.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so, Fat Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday is the same as Fat Tuesday? So is it that you've given up pancakes for Lent or that you get to eat pancakes because Lent is over?
You have to get rid of all of your butter and eggs because you're going to pretty much fast for the next 40 days.
So it's the beginning of the fast. So it's your last chance pancake.
Loading up. Carbo loading.
Last chance pancake.
Right. So, you know, it's a big deal, the Shrove Tuesday. And that is usually, I think it's like February...
Well, there's 38 days till Pancake Day, according to the Pancake Appreciation Society.
Okay. So, see, I wasn't far. And then there's another important Pancake Day coming up pretty soon and has nothing to do with Shrove Tuesday. And that is at my favorite gourmet global restaurant, International House of Pancakes.
IHOP.
The International House of Pancakes is doing a very special pancake stimulus package. And right now at IHOP, they have all you can eat buttermilk pancakes until January 22nd.
Oh, wow.
And then on January 24th, they are going to have free pancakes from 7 to 10 a.m.
Wait, 7 to 10 a.m. January when? 24th?
24th, yes.
Oh, man. That's soon.
Yeah.
That's like next Saturday.
Yeah, that's why we had to hurry up and do something about, you know, the whole pancake thing now.
Wait a minute. I want to really absorb this. All-you-can-eat pancakes. Shouldn't pancakes always be all-you-can-eat?
Yeah, but you know what? They got to make a buck. And seriously, pancakes, it's just butter, flour, and eggs pretty much. So it doesn't cost that much to make them. But, you know, they have the short stack, the tall stack. You got your silver dollar pancakes. You've got your shapes. Mm. So, yeah, all you can eat pancakes.
I like a light, fluffy buttermilk pancake. I don't mind a little thickness if it's fluffy.
Have you looked recently at the IHOP menu?
No.
It is insane. I went to IHOP. They had like the Rooty Tooty fresh and fruity.
Yeah.
IHOP pancake. They had one that was, what was that one that we saw that had like all that crazy stuff on it? It had to do with a movie. Oh, it was a Horton Hears a Who pancake.
It's like Baskin and Robbins. They'll probably have an Obama cake.
They probably will.
Tuesday,
I'm looking at their menu. Come on, menu. Where are you? Open up. Click the menu.
You know, I'm glad to see there is actually a IHOP 2 miles north of here. I'm going. I'm hungry for pancakes
now. They have the chocolate chip pancakes, strawberry banana pancakes. Mm.
I don't want to mix stuff into my cake.
Rooty Tooty fresh and fruity pancakes.
Stuff on top is okay.
Although, well, they always whipped cream at IHOP.
You know what I like? Call me odd, but I like a corn cake. A corn, like you take the, like the, after you had corn on the cob the night before and you peel the corn off and you put it in the pancake. I like that.
Now, is that what we call a Johnny cake? I think a Johnny cake is.
Well, a hoe cake is cornmeal.
Okay.
So a Johnny cake, is that what it is? That means it has a kernel of corn? Or is it? No, I think Johnny cake has cornmeal. It's like a hoe cake. Yeah, it's cornmeal.
They have senior specials at IHOP. I wonder if I can go for them.
Johnny cake is a Rhode Island tradition?
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's from Gloucester, Rhode Island. I grew up in Johnny cake land.
The home of Johnny. You are now entering Johnny cake country.
Because in the South, it's the same thing, but it's called a hoe cake.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'll buy that. Now, I will tell you that, you know, we were talking about how they've been around forever, pancakes. And last week when we were talking about pickles, we were able to find the phrase in a pickle in a Shakespeare play.
Yes.
Pancakes also got a shout out in As You Like It and All's Well That Ends Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So really, that's shortly after that first written record of a pancake recipe.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we need to pay respect to pancakes. I mean, they are something that have been around. They're an item that's been around forever. And yet there are always new innovations in pancakes. Have you heard of Batter Blaster?
I think I've seen an ad for Batter Blaster.
Hey, Batter Blaster was developed here in San Francisco.
Let's take a listen to the Batter. I almost said the Bladder Blaster, which is Bladder Blaster. You've always wanted one. Now you can have one. Here it comes.
For years and years, people have made pancakes and waffles the same old-fashioned way. With milk, eggs, flour, mixing bowls, measuring cups.
You don't need all that stuff in your pancakes.
And all that mess.
Oh, messy. So what do we do? That was then, this is now.
Announcing Batter Blaster. Just shake, point, blast, and cook.
Oh, my kids
again,
love this.
Shake, point, blast, and cook. It's that easy.
It's the most uneconomical way to make pancakes.
Yeah, but the good news is you don't have the dirty, you know, dishes.
It's pancakes. It's aerosol pancakes.
It's like whipped cream, but the thing is,
they're good cakes, by the way. We had them.
Good.
They're very
and
good.
They're organic. It's all organic ingredients, and it doesn't use, I mean, for some reason, when you use like Aquanet hairspray, it blows a hole in the ozone layer.
I never use Aquanet in my Batter Blaster.
But the Batter Blaster pressure has no...
No, they have little guys pumping it up.
And it is, I mean, if you're in a hurry, I'd rather have Batter Blaster pancakes than like the frozen pancakes that you put in a toaster. I'll give you that. And they all are all organic and they have a catchy jingle.
I missed that part.
You didn't get the jingle?
No.
Well, when you go on to BatterBlaster.com.
Should I play the rest of the song? I didn't hear the jingle.
If you just go to BatterBlaster.com, it'll just play the jingle.
Just without your permission?
Any encouragement.
Yeah. It just automatically plays it. Uh-huh. It shows you where you can get it.
Better breakfast, faster, Batter Blaster.
It's very down home. Better breakfast, faster, Bladder Bastard.
Bladder Bastard. Sorry. Batter. Don't say that too. It's
hard,
a tongue twister.
It's hard to say.
It is. Now, the other great thing about pancakes, since they do have such a long and rich history, is there are a lot of places around America that have, and across the world, that have pancake festivals. And one of the big thing that that people do, like on Shrove Tuesdays, they do these pancake races where they flip pancakes when they're running.
As you run, you flip?
You run and you flip.
That sounds like a Shrove Tuesday event.
And in 2005, celebrity chef Aldo Zilli set the world record for the highest pancake toss.
Can you be a celebrity chef if no one's heard of you?
Well, I guess
I guess you could.
I don't know. Aldo Zilli?
I'm a celebrity chef.
From now on.
Yeah.
Well, this one guy actually
I read that in The Secret.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. See?
All you have to do is say it.
How can that book still be called The Secret when everybody knows about it?
It's a widely distributed secret.
Yeah.
Now they can just call it The Lie.
Exactly.
Because I've been saying I've been a celebrity chef for years, and it never fooled anyone.
And I've been saying I'm a supermodel for years.
See?
And See, nothing has happened. Nothing. And I've believed it, too, while I'm eating hot fudge sundaes. And no, still didn't work for me. Anyway, one guy took the whole idea of the pancake tossing race.
Yeah.
A bridge too far. And he actually, now I lost it. Oh, he ran a marathon while continually tossing a pancake. And so he still like ran the marathon in 3 hours, 2 minutes and 27 seconds. But the entire time was flapping a jack. Only in Buckinghamshire, England, has the oldest pancake festival.
Oh, you're moving on now? That was it? I'm just trying to absorb this guy going 26 miles, flipping a pancake.
Yeah. Well, he may have gotten his start in Olney because that's where they began the pancake flipping races.
Oh, maybe they train that way year round.
Could be.
Could be. You work your way up.
Yeah.
One of our listeners sent us a link that I think you'll like quite a bit. It is a link to bacon pancakes.
Bacon pancakes?
Bacon pancakes. So here's how you do it. This is from breakfastblogger.com. Did you know there's a blog just about breakfast?
Most important meal of the day.
It is. We're going on a date tonight. I'm looking forward to breakfast. That's gonna be the high point. You know, we're staying right up the street from a place that you will talk about later. That's famous for its pancakes. Sears Fine Foods.
Do you know you can get Sears Silver Dollar Pancake Mix or Dollar Pancake Mix, whatever it is, online now?
I have in my cupboard some Sears Fine Foods Silver Dollar Pancake Mix.
Sears Fine Foods.
They've been there since like the 30s, right?
Yeah, and originally there, I mean, I guess that this is supposed to be like a Swedish pancake, right?
It's thin. It's really thin. What do you think of those?
I like them. I mean, I like all pancakes. Sears opened in 1938 at Powell and Center Street.
And it's still pretty much the same waitresses.
Hey, you know the best thing about this, which I didn't know? Ben Sears was a retired circus clown. And his wife, Hilbur, inherited a Swedish pancake recipe. The airy dollar-sized cakes quickly became the enduring centerpiece of Sears' home-style menu.
Wow. You get 18 of them.
Man, I didn't know he was a retired circus clown.
Well, I think, I don't know why, but pancakes and circus clowns seem to go together. I don't know what it is. Anyway, breakfastblogger.com. Here we go.
Okay.
Fry up some bacon. The more the merrier. When your bacon's nice and golden and crisp, remove the bacon, leave the fat in the pan, and whip up some pancake batter and make it a little runny because you want to drizzle that in the pan. You spread it evenly all over the pan, drizzle it all over, and then the bacon fat magically disappears. I don't know where it went. And your batter becomes bubbly and golden, and flip it. And then, when you're done, remove from the pan, sprinkle with powdered sugar and cinnamon mix, add bacon to the side, and voila, a meal fit for a coronary.
All the best ones are.
It does. You know what? I'm tempted. Sounds good.
Of course it does. Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, I think that the whole bacon and pancake relationship, they are both breakfasting. I mean, that is why whenever you see like a bacon cookie, like we've had the recipes for bacon chocolate cookies, they always have maple involved.
Right. We mentioned that. Yes. And so do pancakes.
Yeah. So there you go.
What's the deal?
Well, I think it's just two flavors that people associate together because they're both breakfast related.
Maybe Canadians make pancakes like they make maple syrup. Maybe there's a relationship there.
They just go tap a tree, pancakes pour out.
You know, you can go to, I see Sears Fine Food now serves dinner.
Yeah, that's new.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, they got to stay open. And in this economy, if you're going to open a restaurant, you got to serve all day long to stay in business.
They're serving an Obama inauguration dinner. I don't know.
Pancakes involved?
I don't know, but it's a choice of two prefix meals reflecting our new president's history in Chicago and Hawaii.
Wow.
So it's got soup, and you can either have, for your first course, deep dish pizza potato skins or mango ahi poke. Or is that poke?
Poke. Pokey.
Pokey.
Pokey. It's raw fish.
Ribeye steak or four-year, four-way seafood.
I just remembered something I should have looked up for you.
What's that?
Go ahead. Keep going with that because
homemade apple pie. It sounds like a circus clown made this menu.
I think the circus clown is no longer with us.
Perfectly honest, it's not the best menu I've ever heard.
Cool. I'll tell you something. You want really good pancakes in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm like salivating right now. Oh! At the new Otani Hotel, which is kind of on the edge, at very far, closest to Diamond Head, part of Waikiki.
Yeah.
They have poi pancakes. Ooh. And if you have poi pancakes, I always ask for some sliced banana and then you put coconut syrup on top. Oh!
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, poi is taro root, right?
Yes, but the poi pancakes with sliced banana and coconut syrup, it is heavenly. We can also get macadamia nuts on top.
That does sound good. But now, how does the taro root, what kind of pancake does it make? Does it taste like a wheat pancake?
It just tastes like a regular pancake because poi is a bit sour, kind of the way buttermilk is.
So, you know? Oh, okay. So it's just like a regular pancake.
Yeah, it's just kind of purple. That's all. You can get buttermilk if you don't dig the poi. Anyway, that's at the new Otani Hotel at their How Tree Lanai restaurant. Get the poi pancakes. It's good. It's Ono.
Ono.
So you know what? Next, you're hanging out with Barack. Offer him a poi pancake.
Poi pancake. I want it. But you got to have the macadamia nuts, the bananas.
And the coconut
and
syrup.
And the coconut syrup. I love
Yum.
Coconut. Now let's talk about golden syrup. Because you were saying that the golden syrup has a page. The What is golden syrup? I mean, should we do a separate show just on syrups?
We might have to because there is, you know, I seriously had never had real maple syrup until, again, it was in Hawaii. This French girl was visiting from, she's French Canadian, was visiting from Quebec, and she babysat my kids a whole bunch. And then when we left, she gave us a can of syrup that her dad has a syrup farm or something. Like, what do you call them? Syrup orchard? I don't know.
It's a tree. It's a tree
it's
farm.
It's a tree, but yeah.
It comes out of a tree. So it would be
maple tree farm or something.
Yeah.
And seriously, it was the best syrup I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Tried.
It's well known that Canadians have always kept the best for themselves.
Oh. And, you know, I had very low expectations because it came in a can, you know, like I'd have a can opener to open it up.
Right.
Like it wasn't, I'm used to syrup coming in bottles or something.
Right.
So I had low expectations. I figured it would have like a metallic aftertaste. Look at me. I can hardly talk. I'm like salivating. Like Niagara
Maybe Falls. We should do a separate syrup show.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we've done pancakes. Maybe we could just save syrup for next time. And
okay.
And then have a melted butter show after that. Do you believe? Now, see, this is what my kids lately, actually not lately, ever since they were eight, they're not a maple syrup thing. They take the Karo syrup.
Karo?
Karo has no flavor. It's a little vanilla in like.
Sugar,
high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So you got corn syrup, and you put a little vanilla in it, and then you take that and you melt that equal parts of that and butter, and you melt them and you whip them together, and that's what they liked. It's basically a sugar butter thing.
How did they even come up with that recipe?
I don't know where they came up with that, but it's good.
Oh,
I'm but sure I like a little maple in there too.
I like the maple. Yeah. I very much enjoy the maple. In fact, you know, when I go to somewhere like an IHOP or back in the day when we used to have Sambo's, they used to always have like a berry syrup.
Wait a minute. Now this is apparently a video of Barack and Michelle Obama eating pancakes. Our president, our future president, eating pancakes.
Now, do people actually eat this whole plate of pancakes?
Oh, yeah. And they can also come stuffed with cream.
Oh, they're loving it. Oh, they're digging it.
Just happy, content book of eating.
There you go. If our first family can eat pancakes like that, happy days are here again.
Well, you know, the great thing about pancakes is like we were talking about how the ingredients aren't that expensive. So that's a good fundraiser. Like we always have a pancake breakfast. You know, the firefighters are always doing pancake breakfasts for fundraisers. At our school, we do one. Church groups do them all the time. And Kiwanis clubs have more pancake breakfasts than anybody else, I think.
We have one here in Petaluma, the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
They have it on Butter and Eggs Day.
Oh, because of Butter and Egg Festival. Sure.
Petaluma. We have Butter and Eggs Day Parade. In fact, we should really do a Butter and Eggs show come April. Come on up. We'll do a special Butter and Eggs show. But so because Butter and Eggs critical to the manufacture of pancakes. So the Kiwanis Club. But they don't make great pancakes, I found.
Well, you know, in Lubbock, Texas, they're the Lions Club.
The Lions, they're better.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you go to Lubbock, Lions.org. They're doing a big fundraiser pancake breakfast, but they're also trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records record for the most pancakes ever served in 8 hours. And that's coming up at February 21st if you want to make a special.
There's something about pancakes lends itself to attempting to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Don't they always try to make the biggest pancake?
Yeah, I have a sad story about a couple of years ago. They were trying, this group of people in Chicago, I believe, were trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records by making the tallest stack of pancakes.
Yeah.
But they never made it past 16 inches.
Why was that?
Well, I guess that they just weren't architecturally sound. I guess
it's sort right of over.
Pancakes what? After
so
a while.
Out of
I don't
curiosity,
know.
What is the, you know, the maximum?
Well, actually, it happened in France, where you just were. In 2003, they were able to make a 27 and a half inch tall stack.
Well, that's not even that tall. I guess pancakes don't stack well.
But that was 980 pancakes.
Oh, well, they were using crepes. That's why.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, there's a difference. By the way, and I learned this because we were in Brittany, which is the home of the crepe.
Oh, that's the home of my dog. I have a Brittany Spaniel.
There you go. Your dog was there too. Mm-hmm. And a crepe is a dessert thing made out of white flour. They, for the main course, the savories, they call them galettes, and they're made with black blé, which is, I think, buckwheat flour. Mm-hmm. Fari blé. And so it has a much nuttier, buckwheaty flavor. And they don't do what we do, which is roll them up or fold them over. Mm. They take the thing and they put it on a plate. They might flip over the corners, but that's it. You know, the edges. And then they put the food right on there. And I don't know how you're supposed to. It's like a plate. It's like a pancake plate.
Huh.
So this is, I learned so much. And they do not offer you maple syrup.
So what do, well, because they have other fillings.
Yes. Frangipani, well, my favorite.
There's this new chain in Australia called Pancake King. And they have like all kinds like mung beans and stuff in their pancakes.
I once made broccoli pancakes. I actually have the recipe.
Was the broccoli in the batter or was that the topping?
No. Oh. They're green. They're probably good for St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
They have a slight broccoli flavor to them, but they're actually quite good and they're healthy.
Stinky.
They're healthy. It's on my blog if you really, want the recipe.
Okay.
In fact, if I do a search for Leo Laporte and broccoli.
That's what comes up?
I would guess. That'd be the... No, actually, Chateau Leoville comes up. That's very odd. But, I guess my blog is not as highly indexed as I thought. Because I really want this broccoli pancake recipe.
Uh-oh.
And I thought if I blogged it, I'd never lose it. Nope, I have. It's gone.
Sorry. Well, have you had many requests for them since the first initial batch?
No, I made them once.
I think somebody took it off your blog so you would never make them again.
You do need to... I see. I'm finding... Here's a recipe on the 3 Fat Chicks on a Diet Weight Loss Community page. But it's something you make once, but it's good. You know, you use a food processor to chop up the broccoli real good.
Uh-huh. And is there no maple syrup involved here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you made them, it's a breakfast treat. But broccoli, not exactly the bacon of vegetables.
No. So your thoughts on, like, potato pancakes, latkes,
sweet potato pancakes. Love them.
Yeah.
I have a reputation for overeating on latkes.
They're tough to turn away.
Gosh, I love those.
They are good.
They can be greasy unless made well.
I know. Actually, I went to a friend's house maybe right around New Year's Day. And her house still stunk like latkes because she'd had a latke making party like in Hanukkah and then it just still stunk.
Yeah. Aeration is key.
Yeah. Now, I know that pancakes are usually a free form art form.
Yes.
But there are such things as pancake molds. And I have one that's a heart shaped one to make heart shaped pancakes. I know. But it doesn't work that well because it sticks to like it's hard to flip over. It's like a cookie cutter. And then you put it down, but then the pancake batter always sticks to the inside of the cookie cutter.
But you've made Mickey Mouse. You don't need a mold to make Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Oh, you don't. No.
Let's talk about that. I'm going to get Cammie's recipe for Mickey Mouse pancakes in a moment. But first, a word from our friends at, that's what we call a tease in the business. Our friends at Audible.com.
And I have a really good book for Audible.com. First of all, I want to thank Audible.com because I'm in this book club and I never read the books because I never have time. Every time I start reading, I fall asleep.
Yes.
So last week I had to clean my house and I needed to hurry up and read this book. So I just got it on Audible and I listened to this lady read it to me while I...
Isn't that great?
cleaned my entire house. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I get so much reading that people say, how do you read so much? Because I read a ton of books. Audible. Because there's lots of time when you're in the car, you're cleaning, you're at the gym. You know, there's lots of time when you can't really read, but you can with Audible. You put it on your iPod, your iPhone, your portable player. You put it on your Zune. And I get so much listening to. I just love it. I'll tell you what. We'll get you a book here. Go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. And sign up for a gold account. That gives you a book a month. And the first book is free, or at least the credit is free. So what do you recommend?
Well, I think for this particular podcast, there's a book by Diane Mott Davidson called Killer Pancake.
Couldn't go wrong with that. Is it a murder mystery?
I believe it is.
The pancake kills. Pancakes. Wow. You know, actually, I'm looking. They have quite a few. They also have Curious George Makes a Pancake. But this is Killer Pancake. But let's listen to a little bit. I love the narrator. I've listened to many books by Barbara Rosenblatt. She's really good. Here's a little bit of an excerpt.
Away from the sink. And cast another look at the entire first course to be served at that afternoon's banquet. It looks great, I reassured myself aloud. If you're a rabbit. So much for the pep talk.
This is a culinary mystery series. Diane Mott Davidson, author of the best-selling culinary mystery series, once again successfully melds a robust murder mystery with a collection of fine gourmet recipes. What a great idea!
There you go. All from Audible.
Killing and cooking.
Together at last.
Wow. I want to be worth buying it just for the killer pancake recipe. I always feel that pancakes haven't really, they've been given short shrift by the cookbook industry. There's really more you could do. Anyway, get this. We'll talk about that in a second. Get this book, Killer Pancake, one of 51,000 titles. If you're in a book club, Audible actually supports book clubs in some very interesting ways. You can find out about that on Audible, too.
I got I got this book called Empress Orchid.
Yeah.
By An Chi Min.
Oh, An Chi Min. Yeah.
Audible, and it was great. It was so great, and it's like I said, I was totally multitasking, but there's parts of it that are slightly she was like a concubine, you know?
Yeah, so it's a little lusty.
A little erotic. And so it was I felt sort of nervous in my house. I was worried that someone was going to come to my house and thinking that I was, kind of horny.
Yeah, but that's the beauty because you got the little head earbuds in. No one can tell.
I had it blasting through my house.
Oh, you had it? Oh, you had it on the stereo.
Cleaning my
and then she said, come to me, my friend. Well, you just hope the kids aren't around.
And they weren't home. No.
Oh, it's that kind of book club.
It's not normally, but that's a good book. It was good. I'm really grateful they have it on Audible because I never would have made it through otherwise.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Are you hooked now?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. It's saving me in my book club. It's the only way I'm able to stay in a book club.
I'm going to put this on our maybe recommendation list. She did the An Chi Min did the Last Empress and then also Empress Orchid.
Well, Empress Orchid, it's a story of, it's a fictionalized history of the real last empress of China.
Oh.
And all about the Forbidden City.
Oh, I'm putting that on my wish list. I can't wait to. I can't. And it's unabridged. It's available right now. 17 hours. You listen to the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
But see, here's the deal.
Wait, you know what? Actually, let me see. I've had read already the first 100 pages, so I kind of skipped up to where I was.
But here's the deal. It seems like a lot, but boy, that's an efficient way to use your time because you can easily put together 17 hours of cooking, cleaning, exercising, driving, walking. Mm-hmm. You walk the dog every day. That's probably half an hour a day.
Yep.
Take you a month to listen to this, and then you add in some more stuff. I mean,
Well, the other thing is I don't fall asleep when the lady's reading to me, but when I'm reading to fall asleep.
No, I'm telling you, I don't have to, I've told people enough. I love it. I just put Empress Orchid on my wish list. That's one of the things they have. You can add it to
a
wish list.
Super, super good.
Yeah. Oh, I really want to listen to
you because you're sort of an authority on China.
I'm going to China in July, so I should really learn this stuff.
Read up.
I've got Kitchen Confidential right on there and Empress Orchid. I'm adding that one too.
I will warn you that in Empress Orchid, there's a lot of talk about Unix.
You know what? I am a computer guy. I love Unix. That's fine with me. I can handle that. I'm good with that.
Oh, good.
So what was I going to ask you before? Anyway, audible.com, audiblepodcast.com/munchcast for your free book. We thank them for their support.
Oh, I know. You were talking about how pancakes get the short shift.
Yeah, we need a really, is there a cookbook, a pancake cookbook, everything you'd ever want to know?
I there probably is. I didn't look that up, but I think probably the reason that there haven't been a whole lot of pancake recipes is that instant pancake mix has been around for such a long time. I had no idea that it was in 1890 that Aunt Jemima pancake mix first came out.
Well, that's kind of a relief, because if it was like the 1980s,
I know.
That's why
it's kind of amazing that they've had instant pancake mix that
long.
Did
Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben know each other?
I have no idea. But on YouTube, there was this hilarious video that someone did of Aunt Jemima taking on Mrs. Butterworth.
I think that was
real.
Doesn't
end very nice.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, okay. Because there's Mrs. Butterworth's in a Geico commercial.
You know, my mother, for the longest time, I may have already told you this, she had this feeling in her gut, like from when I was a small child, that the glass Mrs. Butterworth jar bottles were going to go stop being manufactured. And
she
was
collected
right.
Them.
But she was about 20 years early. So forever, we had so many Mrs. Butterworth bottles everywhere in our house. It was crazy. People thought that like she used to work for Mrs. Butterworth. But,
no,
you know, then she got the last
half because the
this creature is a genuine waffle whiffer. He's just about to get a whiff of a tossing Aunt Jemima frozen waffle.
Waffle, 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 waffle.
Just look at him go. He knows how good AJ frozen waffles are. You just pop them in your toaster, and in no time at all, they're ready for butter and Aunt Jemima syrup. Mmm, delicious.
Waffle, 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 waffle.
Nothing can stop an Aunt Jemima waffle whiffer.
Waffle, waffle, waffle.
Is there a waffle whiffer at your house?
Waffle?
You think that the guy actually talks like that, and everywhere he goes, he talks like that? I don't know. He's like a famous cartoon voice, but do you think he really talks like that? What if you knew somebody that talked like that all the time?
It's almost like Mr. Haney.
Mr. Haney. Wouldn't that be a little weird?
It would be really weird.
It'd be a little strange if you knew. Do you know anybody who talks like that all the time?
Oh, just the waffle whiffer.
Just the waffle whiffer.
Okay, play the other Aunt Jemima commercial, because that one's really good.
All right, the other Aunt Jemima commercial. Here we go.
Aunt Jemima pancake.
I remember this.
Without her syrup. Is like a spring without the fall.
There's only one thing worse in this universe, and that's no Aunt Jemima. That's no Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima's without Aunt Jemima syrup.
That's free.
I used to sing that song all the time.
I love that song.
Aunt Jemima waffles without the syrup. It's like the spring without the fall. There's only one thing worse in this universe.
What are you, Leo Redbone?
he should sing that.
That's
a mama waffle without the syrup. That's Droopy Dog. I'm sorry. It's for Droopy Dog and Leon Redbone, to me, maybe I'm wrong, have the same speech impediment.
Could be.
That's a mama waffle without the syrup. It's like the spring without the fall, there's only one thing.
There's a little Rudy Valley in there,
in this universe.
Okay, so it was 1893, Leo. I'm sure you remember it well. At the Columbian Exposition in Chicago.
Ah, yes.
When they first demonstrated how to use Aunt Jemima's pancake mix.
I can't believe it's that old.
The exhibit was so popular that police had to control the crowds at the Aunt Jemima booth.
That's incredible. They're making waffles without any cooking. I don't understand how they're doing it. Oh, you've got to see this.
Nancy Green was awarded a medal and proclaimed pancake queen by the fair officials.
Look at that. She just opened the box and they've got waffles. It's incredible.
She was signed to a lifetime contract.
No.
And she became Aunt Jemima, and she toured demonstrating Aunt Jemima pancake mix. And by 1910, it was available nationally, and she played the part.
Did she have to wear that rag on her head all the time?
Till September 24th, 1923, when she died in a car accident.
Oh, she probably was relieved. Thank goodness I don't have to wear that rag on my head anymore. Man, that thing is sweaty.
Now, I don't have a bio on Mrs. Butterworth.
Mrs. Butterworth.
I think Mrs. Butterworth had quite
a life. So what you're saying is there actually was an Aunt Jemima.
Well, she played the part of Aunt Jemima.
Wow.
Yeah. There really was a lady.
What was her name?
Way back when. Her name was...
I want to give her full credit.
Nancy Green.
Nancy Green. So you don't hear a lot about Nancy Green.
She died in a car accident in 1923.
She probably
she's not
got
on the tip of everybody's tongues anymore.
You know, there's an entry for her in Wikipedia. She's got her own entry. Oh, she looks just like Aunt Jemima. She's Aunt Jemima.
Right. Well, she was the woman that they used as the face of Aunt Jemima.
Holy cow. Nancy Green was a storyteller, cook, activist, and one of the first African-American models hired to promote a corporate trademark as Aunt Jemima. She was born into slavery in 1834. So she lived a long life.
Good long
she
life.
She was 90 years old when she passed. So that's the fact that she was even driving in a car. Oh, no, she was hit by a car.
Oh, was she sad. Like a pedestrian?
Yeah, that's sad. But she was pretty elderly. I mean, that's sad. Wow. You know, that's very interesting. She was in a minstrel show.
It was that's
a song.
Amazing.
Oh, Aunt Jemima was a song in a minstrel show. And Davis Milling, R.T. Davis Milling, had created, as you say, the first pancake mix. Wow. And so she was, so there was a line to see her cook at the Columbian Exposition.
Look at her making pancakes.
It's a pancake cooking display. It says her amicable personality and talent as a cook helped establish a successful showing of the product for which you're right. She received a medal. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The history there.
There you go. So, Leo, I'm going to hang up now because I know you have a date.
Oh, I do have a date.
So enough
about pancakes, although I am going to Sears Fine Food tomorrow morning after
my date.
I know.
I've got a hankering for some pancakes.
Jennifer and I are heading into the city. We're going to go see Jonathan Colton perform. And then we're going to have pancakes in the morning.
Oh, get yourself a
Isn't
big
that romantic?
Stack.
That's romantic. When you get to a certain age, that's what you look forward to.
The pancakes.
Double stack of pancakes.
Now, is Jennifer going to request that they heat up some Karo syrup with some butter? Or is she going to just take the regular?
Maybe.
Maybe she'll bring her own special concoction.
Oh, yes.
So, Leo, in closing, what did one pancake say to the other pancake?
Cammie Blackstone, in closing, I don't know. What did one pancake say to the other pancake?
We're going to see you on the flip side.
Pancake mirth and merriment was had by all.
I don't know any other pancake jokes. That's the only one. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure. I wonder if there are pancake jokes.
I did not look that up.
How about a little Jack Johnson to close us out?
Make your banana pancakes, pretend like it's the wind.
We'll see you next time.
Hi, Leo.
On Munchcast.
We can pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, Mama made a baby.